Hello and welcome to the Max Moo podcast. This is Lindsay Behrens. I'm the founder of Max Moo, a website that makes theater recommendations beyond Broadway in New York City. This is a mini bonus episode of the Max Moo podcast this week. Nicole from Mildly Bitter's Musings and I have a brief discussion, some might call it a rant, about a recent production announcement. It's short, about 10 minutes, so if you're super offended or really hate it, it'll be over quickly. Enjoy the show. Let's talk about Shakespeare in the Park. So the Public Theater announced this week.
I'm sorry that my eye roll wasn't well telegraphed over the microphone.
I think it was telegraphed. I think everyone knew what happened there. The Public Theater announced their Shakespeare in the Park season. And it is Much Ado About Nothing with Lily Rabe and Hamish Linklater, and King Lear with John Lithgow. Now, I was extremely disappointed with this announcement because it is boring and redundant and the opposite of risk-taking.
Snoozy, yeah.
I'm just going to say, honestly, I expect more from the Public Theater.
I mean, after The Tempest or even Love Labor's Lost, like the casting of Love Labor's Lost was like a gift to theater fanatics around New York. It was like everyone loves, like from all disparate places, like everybody had someone in that show that they were so excited to see because they'd seen them in something else before and were just jumping out of their skin with excitement over that show. And maybe it did no business and that's probably the problem, but fuck you all for not going to see that because...
Wait, what? Who? Yeah, yes, it did?
Did it?
Those I don't know. Tickets were hard to come by.
I don't know. I'm just saying, like, I can only imagine this is a business decision to get more, like, traditional butts in seats.
Let's give a little context.
All right.
So, this is the third major King Lear this year in New York City.
The 4 millionth one. Yes. And the Public did one
major
in 2011.
Productions at BAM with, crap. What's wrong with my brain?
Frank Langella.
Thank you. Frank Langella.
My nemesis.
Which was extremely well reviewed.
Yeah.
We reviewed it very well at Max Moo, and then we couldn't shut up about it. There's another one that is expected to be very good at Theater for a New Audience.
Yeah, with Michael Pennington, Aaron Arbus. Directing.
And now we'll have John Lithgow at Shakespeare in the Park.
And this is also not counting if you all go see the NT Live, which will be in May with Simon Russell Beale in theaters.
Right. And then Much Ado About Nothing, I mean, I think we've all seen it a few times.
Theater for a New Audience did it last season with Maggie Siff and Jonathan Cake, and it was maybe one of the best Much Ado About Nothings that has maybe ever existed. It was fantastic. And it's the main reason I want to go see Aaron Arbus direct King Lear. Not because I don't really like King Lear and I don't know who Michael Pennington is. Sorry. But I'm like, I loved her take on Much Ado About Nothing. It was so smart. It was incredibly clearly direct. I mean, it was beautiful. It had leaves scattered around the stage that when actors walked across the stage would crisp and crunch in a way that you were like, you felt outdoors. There was this swing. So you had these sort of romantic scenes where someone is in a swing. I mean, it was just smart and beautiful and thoughtful. And I don't need to see that again anytime soon because that is in my head. It is stuck in my head and it's really hard to erase something you've essentially just seen in the last year that you loved.
Right. And then these two people who they've cast are people like, I'm not complaining about them.
Are they still in a relationship?
Well, Hamish Linklater was married.
Yeah, no, I know.
He's not married anymore?
He's not married.
I didn't know that. Well, I don't know anything about their personal lives, frankly. I should have done more research on that before we had this conversation. But Lily Rabe was in Merchant of Venice. People loved her in that.
She was in As You Like It in the Park.
Yes. And then Hamish Linklater, I think he must have like blackmail information on Oscar Eustace because you cannot. And I'm not complaining because I actually think after Comedy of Errors, I said Hamish Linklater and that other guy who was in it with him, whose name I can't remember now.
Jesse
Ferguson should be in every Shakespeare in the Park. I fucking telegraphed this, but I'm still pissed because I'm like, come on. Like, this is so boring.
It is. I mean, it is. I don't know. And I feel bad because there were like a very small number of people who were excited. Like, I saw them on Twitter. They're like, I don't understand why other people aren't excited.
We were like slapping them down on Twitter.
You all suck. I know. And I'm just like, I don't know. Like, I don't like Lear to begin with. I have been railing about the fact that we have not had a professional production of Henry V, like, on Broadway since 1969. 1969, people. Like, there's no reason you couldn't throw a Henry into the Summer Park production. Like, we don't need another Lear.
I feel like Henry V would actually be a really popular production.
They've done it. They've done it before. They did it years ago with Andre Brower, and I tried to get tickets, and I couldn't get tickets. And I have a lifetime of, like, almost not actually seeing Henry V. And it really makes me cry, because it's one of my favorites. And I was Henry V in high school, and I really just want to see it. And so I was, you know, hoping for something other than something I've seen essentially a million times now. Like, the public did did King Lear in 2011, directed by James McDonnell, who also directed Love and Information, with Sam Waterston, and it was an unmitigated disaster. It was maybe one of the worst pieces of theater I've actually ever seen. So the best thing about that production of King Lear was the Iron Curtain hanging in that production. Best performance by an Iron Curtain I've ever seen.
Oh, we didn't even talk about the directors. Jack O'Brien, fresh from Macbeth at Lincoln Center, that was an unmitigated disaster. And Daniel Sullivan, he did Merchant of Venice, which everyone really liked. I thought it was fine. And then he did Glengarry Glen Ross, right? Yes, he did. I know that for a fact. And then what else? There was one other thing.
He did the snow geese.
Thank you. That's the one I was trying.
Goose, geese. I always forget. It's the
That's
snow
one
goose.
I was trying
There's
to think one of. The snow goose. Geese. That was also a shit show. So I'm sorry, but come on. Come the fuck on.
Well, I mean, again, what was so exciting about last summer was, I mean, they took some real interesting risks. They did the musical version of Love, Labor's Lost with Alex Timbers directing
it. Which I didn't like, but thank God they did something new.
Right, it was very different. It felt very different. They did this incredible public production with, like, The Tempest.
Which I'm not sure. I know that that's not part of it. That, I know. So that could still happen. I would guess that's something like that is going to happen again.
That there's another third production that's not really Shakespeare in the Park.
It's like the community production,
right,
yeah.
Right. But I think the interesting thing about that community production is you had a really, you know, sort of experimental director, another musical adaptation. I mean, it was, you know, it was a weird kitchen sink production. Like, threw a lot of stuff in there. There was mariachi bands and what? and ballet. You know, so, but again, like, it, last summer felt like you had a lot of
I feel like you're moving fun. The definition of theater forward. And this just feels like
a very traditional summer.
The most boring approach to programming imaginable.
Yeah, I don't, I mean, I'm going. I'm not going to be excited about it.
I'm going to send more angry tweets about it. So there, public theater, show you.
I mean, I don't know. Like, that's the thing. Like, the public always feels like it is, it doesn't feel like the place where you go sort of ho-hum, oh, we've seen this before. Like, that's not what when I think of the public, I don't think, oh, yet another, you know, traditional production of that thing we've seen 100 times before. But somehow this summer's, and the thing is, like, it's not even, you're not limited to just Shakespeare. They've done other works. They've done Brecht. They've done Thornton Wilder. Like, I mean, so, you know.
You meant at Shakespeare in the Park.
At Shakespeare in the Park, right.
Yes,
they've got to check off. I mean, so if anyone's like, oh, well, there's only so much Shakespeare you can do. A, there's a lot more Shakespeare you can do and you're not doing it. And also, if you really were sick of Shakespeare, you had other things you could dip into.
Yes.
And you didn't. I mean, yeah, I know. Jack O'Brien coming off of Macbeth. At least, I mean, thank the stars. I'm actually crossing myself that Ethan Hawke is not going to be in the park this summer.
It's not too late. They could find a role for him in Much Ado. Or King Lear.
Stop.
I'm just tired of these, like, glamour projects for these aging white male actors.
I mean, I think footnote, like, I have a history with Ethan Hawke, so.
Well, thank you for joining us for this mini episode of the Max Smoo podcast. We would love to hear from you. What do you think about the upcoming season of Shakespeare in the Park? You can find us on Facebook at MaxamooNY. That's MaxamooNY. You can find us on Twitter at Maximu. Nicole is at Mildly Bitter. That's MildlyBitter. And I'm at Lindsay Behrens. LindsayBarenz. See you next week.